Psalm 146. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Do not put your trust in princes, nor in a son of man in whom there is no help. His spirit departs, he returns to his earth. In that very day, his plans perish. Happy is he who has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, who keeps truth forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord gives freedom to the prisoners. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the strangers. He relieves the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked he turns upside down. The Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord.
Glad you're here this morning. Encourage you to open your Bibles to the 12th chapter of Hebrews. 12th chapter of Hebrews, beginning in verse 1, the Hebrew writer says this: Therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us or besets us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. We understand as Christians that life is certainly a walk and a run and a race. The Hebrew writer talks about the fact that the life of a Christian is a race, and the race is set before us. Christ came and gave his life and provided the way that we could run that race. He provided the way that we could enter that race. We're here this morning to worship God in spirit and truth, to sing praises and to pray and to study his word and to be able to remember the Lord's death and the suffering he had for us, the blood he shed, and to lay by in store and to worship God in spirit and truth because we love God and we want to go to heaven. And so our goal is heaven. Our goal in this earth as we move along in life is to keep on the correct path, following God's will, that we can go to heaven when this life is over. And so this morning, let's talk about following that path, getting in that race, the race that's set before us here in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1. As Christians, it's important that we understand the rules of the race. There are rules of the race of the Christian life, the rules to be able to enter the race. If you have a race here on this earth, if there's a marathon, and we have several of them in Coleman County and Coleman City every year, various runs for different reasons, and so there are rules to be able to enter most races. Sometimes you have to pay a certain amount to get in, and sometimes you have to be able to show by endurance that you can do so much before we can enter. But there are rules that we have to follow in order to enter that race. And so our life as a Christian in following Jesus Christ in Hebrews chapter 1 and verse chapter 12 verse 1 is spoken of then as a race. And this race that we run as a Christian is more important than any other race that we may run in life. We may have a foot race with some of our friends when we're children or when we're growing up. We may run on a track team at school or college. We may run just for the exercise, physical exercise, and they tell us that's good for us if we do it in the right amount and often enough and stay in good shape. But the life of a Christian in following Christ and serving God is a race. And it is the greatest race that I will be engaged in my life. It'll be the greatest race that anyone is ever engaged in life, because it is the race of life and following the path and getting to the end of the path successfully and crossing the finish line to be able to go to heaven. The rules for entering this race are found in the Bible. God tells us what we must do. He lays them out for us. The Scriptures teach us that that to enter the race is important, and it's required of us. Ronnie talked about those things that we must do this morning in the closing remarks of his lesson. The five things he talked about that we should do in order to become a Christian, those are the things that help us to enter the race. So when we hear the Word of God and believe it and confess Christ, repent of our sins, and are baptized, the Lord Himself enters us into the race by adding us to the church. We're then a blood-bought Christian. Our sins are washed away. And so we find what the requirements are in order to enter this race of life. And then by entering that race, we find the rules of how to run that race. And not only that, what the results will be if we finish that race successfully, and also what it will be if we fail to enter that race and complete it successfully. There are things that are not good. The alternative is hell instead of heaven. So the race that's set before us is very important. Let's go back to Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1 and look at it just briefly. We see that certainly this race is important. He says, seeing that we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, the fact is that to help us to run this race, in Hebrews chapter 11, the Hebrew writer gives us many examples of people of faith who ran the race of life in serving God, those people of old, Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, many of those Moses, many of them that were mentioned in that chapter, they're examples for us to look at in seeing that it's important to not only be in the race, but to run it according to the rules and to finish it successfully. And so these people in Hebrews chapter 11, they ran the race and they ran it successfully. Although they were never Christians, they were children of God, they were Jews, they were the seed of Abraham, and so God had promised Abraham back in Genesis 12 that he'd make of his seed a great nation, and he did. And all those that were of the lineage of Abraham, of that line, they were the children of God, the children of Israel, the seed of Abraham. And so many of those are talked about in Hebrews 11 of being people of faith. And so we have this report of this great cloud of witnesses that have gone before us, even before Christ lived. They looked and they heard of and they knew there was going to be a Messiah coming, but they never got to see the gospel. They never got to see the results of Christ coming and giving his life for us, but they lived in faith, knowing that God had promised for them a better place and a better result than under the law of Moses in the offering up of bulls and goats and the things that had to be done under that, that he offered a better thing for them and for all people in Christ. And so these people are a cloud of witnesses that ran a good race, a successful race, and they're reported out there. And it says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 39, that they obtained a good report because they ran the race by faith and they ran it successfully. And even when things happened in their life that were trials they faced, the troubles they faced, even many of them gave up their life and gave their life in faithfulness to God. They lost their life because they served God. And so running the race is important. And keeping our eye of faith on heaven is important so that we'll run that race no matter what comes our way. So we can look to these examples in Hebrews chapter 11 and find strength in the fact that these people were punished, they were beaten, they were sawn asunder. They had trials from people around them. They had trials among themselves. They faced all kind of adversities and temptations. So who am I today in my life to say that the temptation is too great that I can't resist it? Look at those people. Who am I to say in my life today that I'm having so many troubles and problems that I can't handle them? Because look at them. And they're that good example, a cloud of witnesses that will help us to do what? Run the race of the Christian life successfully because it is set before us. No one ever said it was going to be a piece of cake. No one ever said it was going to be simple. No one ever said it was going to be easy. But it is clear in the Bible that the race can be run, and the rules are set up so they can be obeyed, and the pattern is set that we have that we can follow in order to run that race correctly, and the result is that we can have the end prize of heaven, the crown of righteousness, if we will run that race and not look back. Run that race through the eye of faith. And think about it for just a few minutes this morning. One thing we do as human beings is that we have a tendency to make excuses. And when things get a little bit hard, perhaps, at work, we may say, yeah, I'm going to look for another job. Things are just going bad. Well, does not everyone have a bad day at work sometimes? They probably do, don't they? Well, you know, I just don't like what's happening here. It's just really rough on me. Well, when I think about being rough on me, do I think about the fact that if I look around, I'll see someone else that's having a rougher time than I am? I can. And so, where's the excuse for not running the race successfully? Where's the race for not, the excuse for not running the race that sets before us and finishing that race? There's really no excuse. Now, we may have our own human frailty give up because under pressure, we don't sustain our faith. Or because under the influence of those around us, they veer us off the path that goes to heaven and take us into the ditch of sin and take us down the road to destruction because we follow them. We cannot let others lead us off the path of righteousness and get us off that race that leadeth to heaven. So we need to run it successfully. So we have those people in Hebrews chapter 11 that he says are our examples. Look at verse 1 of Hebrews chapter 12. Here's the key. When we hear the word of God, we believe it from the heart, we confess Christ, we're baptized, and we've repented of our sins, and here we are, we baptize the Lord's as the church. We must lay aside every weight and the sin that easily besets us or ensnares us. Think about that a minute. If I'm baptized into Christ and I go right back and step right back into what I've been doing or a close proximity of it and I let someone's influence rub off on me, what's the likelihood that I'm not going to hold on and run the race successfully? The likelihood is I'm going to fail because I put myself right back in the same position to be tempted in the same way and give in to it. So that's why we're told to turn from our sin, resist sin, abstain from every form of evil, and set our goal on heaven. Because the sin that is around us, that we're influenced by others, will beset us and take us out of the race. James talks about the fact that a man is drawn away of his own lust, and when lust is conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and when sin is finished, it bringeth forth death. So if I'm going to run the race successfully and get to heaven, I've got to learn to overcome my lust. I've got to learn to resist sin. I've got to learn to distinguish between right and wrong and stay away from wrong and hold on to what's right. Let us run the race that is before us. The parable in Matthew chapter 13, verses 1 through 9, and then verses 18 through 23 there, tells us, as Jesus instructed, that one may be set aside because of temptation. So we run the race. What can set us aside from that race and take us out of it? Temptation, giving in. Tribulation. Not being willing to sustain our faith when there are troubling times, when there are others that influence us and try to pull us away, when there are obstacles we've got to get through and we don't go through them, when there are hills we've got to climb and we fail to climb them, when there are valleys to go through and we're afraid to go through them. Those things will stop us, the cares of this world. So Jesus said the things that interrupts the Christian life and serving God faithfully and running the race is temptation, tribulation, persecution, and cares of this world. So he tells us then we need to resist temptation. Resist temptation and turn from it. And because these things can so easily beset us from our goal of heaven. So we need to be running the race, the Christian race that's set before us by holding on to, as Ronnie talked about in the lesson this morning, the Word of life, the Word of God, and listening to its instructions. Go back to Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1, and here we see concerning the running the race that we need to run, we must run the race of the Christian life with patience and endurance. There are several of you, I'm sure, that's been in races over time, perhaps on a school team or just running against your friends. And so it takes some endurance. But to build up our endurance, it takes repetition. You have to start off with a certain amount of time, and you build up your lungs, and you build up your mental capacity, and you build up your legs, and you build up your strength. And so over time, instead of running a half a mile, you can run 3/4. And over time, as you become stronger, you can run a mile. And then you can run 5 miles. And then you can run 10 miles. And then you can just get out of your house and just run down the road and go where you want to, as Clark Farley used to do. I used to see him running through the streets of Coleman, and he lived at West Point. And sometimes I'd be driving down 157, he'd be halfway between Coleman and West Point just running along. But how did Clark do that? Because he built up his strength, he built up his endurance, so his lungs didn't give out and his legs didn't give out, and then he learned to pace himself. Christians, we need to learn to pace ourselves. Pace ourselves according to the Word of God. Slow down enough to read it, to absorb it, to believe it, and apply it, and then follow its instructions, and we can get somewhere. We can run a race, and we don't have to give up. And so the point here is in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, is that we need to live our life as a child of God in faith and by faith, and hold on to that faith and sustain our faith and serve God and run the race without giving up or without giving out. We want to win the prize. We want to receive the prize. We want to receive the reward of heaven, eternal life. Then it's going to take some patience, some endurance, and finish the race that we have started. God requires that we be faithful men and women. Ronnie quoted this verse this morning, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. It requires that we be faithful in that race of life, Revelation 2 and verse 10. He mentioned that. James 1 and verse 12 talks about the fact that certainly it's important that we endure. Look at James chapter 1 and verse 12, and we'll read through verse 15. Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Let no one say when he's tempted, I am tempted by God, for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. But each one is tempted, listen closely, when he is drawn away by his own lust and enticed. Then, when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. So, brothers and sisters, wherever we're running that race of life, we're running that Christian race, trying to serve God faithfully and follow His rules, we need to be mindful of what it is in our life that is our weakness. What area of life is it that we're most likely to be tempted in? Don't put ourselves in the pathway of temptation. Don't go somewhere if you're going to be tempted there. When you get there, to engage in what's going on in that place, just stay away from it. Abstain from every form of evil. And so, running the Christian life is very important. It takes some endurance. We have some Army and Marines and Navy people. And I tell you that whenever you are in basic training or AIT or you're training for special people in the military, that there's a race that's set before those people to be able to get ready to serve fully. They have to be in good shape. Why? So they can sustain the pressures, the mental pressure and the physical pressures of the enemy, so they can be alert, be on guard, and dodge the darts of evil as we're to dodge the darts of the devil. But the military, you learn to run. And you don't just run as you would see these kids running in a race. You don't just get out there in running shoes with a lightweight pair of pants and a light shirt on and run. No, you run with a full field pack. And you run with a helmet and a steel pot. And you run with all that. And you run with some kind of weapon hanging over your shoulder. And you run in military boots, halfway up to your knees, combat boots. And you do that. And I can remember running, and there'd be a company of men set out to run, and you'd be on a 5 mile run. And you get to the end of it, and there'd be 15 or 20 troops. And you'd wait 30 minutes. And then here they'd come, some more, trickling. But then at the end, there'd be two or three, or perhaps a Jeep or a deuce and a half or a pickup truck, bring some others on the back of it because they gave out. They just couldn't hold up, James. They just couldn't. And then they want you to go 15 miles. 15 miles. You run for 2 miles, and you walk for 2 miles. You run for two, and you walk for two, and you go 15 miles. At the end of that, there was a lot less people at the end to begin with than there was when it was over. And some of them didn't even make it to the end. They had to be carried back to the medic to get some relief because they were not built and ready. They were not ready for the endurance. So the Christian life is, I want to be one of those that make it up there to the end, don't you? I don't want to give out. So the Christian race means that we may get weighted down along the way with burdens. We may have some obstacles to go over. There may be some low crawling to do under some barbed wire and through some water. There may be some of those things. There may be some things to crawl over and flip over and go down almost head first that are 20 feet high. But those are obstacles that you overcome to get to the end and make it safe. Christian life, the temptation, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, and the things around us that pull us away. Are we going to make it successful and run that race? The race is set before us to get to heaven. Well, we can if we look to Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith, who set the example of running the race that we've been studying about on Sunday morning in the gospel, and that we preach about every time we get in the pulpit, and that we hear about and we talk to each other about the Word of God. We hear about this Jesus, and we look to Him, Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2. Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. So I need to be sure that I keep my heart right, keep my affection in the right place, that I look to Jesus, who is our perfect example. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 21 through 22, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps. You know, when he reviled not again. That's an example. So I want to run that race. Jesus is the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him. Before we conclude, let's go to Hebrews chapter 5 and read these verses. Hebrews chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. Here he says, though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. Think about that a minute. If I think I'm going to get through life, if anyone thinks they're going to get through life without having to suffer some things, we need to think again. And when we suffer, when we're tempted, when we're tried, we need to endure. We need to learn to get stronger and to get over it and get past it and get through it and get by it and move on that race to get to heaven, because if we don't endure, we're not going to make it. Though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. And having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him. And so we're disciplined through the Word of God. It tells us, it moves us, it warns us, it exhorts us. So we're disciplined through the Word. And when we receive that discipline as obedient children to God, we can sustain ourselves in this race of life, this race of going to heaven, this run that we have from birth to death. And when we get to the age of accountability, to understand that I know right from wrong. I know I'm in sin, and I know who Jesus is, and I'm willing to confess Him as the Son of God and to repent of my sins and be baptized. At that point, I need to do that so I can get in that race and then run that race successfully. How do I do that? Well, it goes back to what Ronnie said, 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2. Desire the sincere milk of the Word that you may grow thereby. It's a matter of growth, getting stronger every day, getting out there and having some stick-tivitiness, as we say down in the South sometimes. Sticking with it. Well, go to John chapter 14. Jesus is going to prepare a place for us, and if we read about that place often, and we keep our mind and our hope and our goal on that place, and go to Revelations 20, 21, and 22 sometimes, and read about how beautiful it is, we'll want to go there. And so when the trial comes, and trouble comes, and the mountain rises, and everything comes that comes our way, we'll be able to sustain our step because we got our goal on that beautiful place of heaven that Jesus is going to prepare, that he has there for us, those who run the race successfully. Let us run the race that's set before us. John chapter 14, very quickly, and we'll conclude with these verses. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself. And where I am, there you may be also. Well, we'll conclude with this thought. The race that is set before us is the most important race that we'll ever run. Let us look to the great cloud of faithful witnesses and lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily, remember, so easily ensnares us. So we've got to be on our toes. Keep an eye of faith going every day. Get stronger every day. Which so easily ensnares us, and run with patient endurance, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. So heaven is prepared for the Christian who faithfully runs the race. Are you running the race today? If not, get in, be baptized. If you've been running the race and you haven't been running it faithfully, get back in it. Confess your wrong, repent of your sins, and pray to God, and go forward and be faithful. If you're here this morning, we help you in any way. Please come while we stand.